From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Starting today, Attorney General John Ashcroft asks for public comment on a new government fund to compensate the families of those who died on September 11th. The idea is to provide an alternative to court to compensate for some of the lost wages and the pain and suffering of victims. Overseeing the fund will be a special master who will have the delicate job of balancing competing interests. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
In some ways, the special master will be like a judge, considering the facts of what each family lost on September 11th and what that's worth in dollars. But unlike a judge, the special master will have to be mindful not only of what the victims deserve, but also how much it will cost, since the special master is appointed by the government to give away what could be billions of dollars from the government's coffers.
The special master has to walk a fine line because there are conflicting objectives here.
Richard Nagaretta is a professor of law at Vanderbilt Law School. As the special master offers compensation to thousands of victims, Nagaretta says he or she will have to keep at least one eye focused on the bottom line.
This is government money that's being distributed, and so there are competing objectives here. The statute does talk about compensating claimants, but at the same time, you don't want to completely bust the budget.
Indeed, as one senator put it, we'll be watching carefully. If the special master starts going crazy and costs are spiraling out of control, we'll respond to that. But at the same time, the whole point of the government program is to dissuade families from filing expensive lawsuits in court. So the special master will also feel pressure to make awards as generous as what a jury might offer. Pamela Falk is a law professor at the City University of New York.
The special master's role, in a way, is a damned if he does and damned if he doesn't, because if he spends too much or she spends too much money, then they may be in trouble with the White House or the Attorney General. If they spend too little, the claimants will be very upset, and most of the other victims will run to the court. That's a tough dual role to play.
I've argued that someone in the nature of Mother Teresa would be a likely candidate.
Frances McGovern is a law professor at Duke University Law School and one of the many eager to see who will be appointed special master. Officials are said to be considering a range of candidates from academics to former judges and political types. There's a lot riding on the job. It will be a critical test of whether other mass-scale disasters and public health problems can be resolved out of court. DePaul University law professor Steve Landsman.
What Congress did is open up a new way to respond, a new way to think. If that model is discredited because it's seen as a huge giveaway of taxpayer dollars, then I think that there's no hope that it will be used again. We're going to say we never again want the government involved. The implication of that is clear, and that is we go back to the courts. We go back to our one-by-one adjudications.
Ironically, those who might have the most to gain by seeing such cases go to court, trial lawyers, are working hard to encourage families to go the government route instead. Some attorneys say their encouragement may change depending on who is chosen as special master, but American Trial Lawyers Association President Leo Boyle says whoever's appointed should stick to the mandate Congress set out.
The mandate is indeed to provide full, complete, 100% compensation to the victims. And it doesn't have a phrase with an eye towards saving the government money.
By some estimates, the Victims Compensation Fund could cost as much as $15 billion. It sounds like a lot of money. But Boyle says it's just a drop of what it's costing America to recover from the attacks of September 11th. Tovia Smith, NPR News.